Perhaps some of you have found out otherwise, but early this morning I looked several times at the internet, and as of yet, there was no sign of the miracle of the blood of St. Januarius. And of course, it is his feast, and on this day, usually, the blood that we have of his, which is in a vial about this big, and it's just blood clots, it's not liquid, when it is placed next to the relic of his head, it immediately bubbles and becomes like fresh blood. And this happens three times a year. This year, it was very unusual. It happened also in August, which, what reason that is for that, only God knows. But it is seen by the faithful of Naples and Italy that if it bubbles, it is a good sign. If it doesn't bubble, it is a sign of tragedy and terror to come. And this has played out all through 1700 years since his death. He was Bishop of Benevento, which was the original title of Naples. Later on, it was moved further in to what is today the city of Naples, the Archdiocese of Naples, one of the largest archdioceses in the world, with many, many churches and relics, but also a lot of evil and crime as well, for which they are well known. Well, three times a year, the blood of St. Januarius is taken in the presence of thousands of the faithful in the cathedral and placed next to the head, and it liquefies. And this is the miracle of the liquefaction of the blood of St. Januarius. He was not martyred alone. He and others were converted. He was made Bishop of Benevento, and along with his deacon and the treasurer of the diocese, they were martyred. First they were tortured horribly, and then finally they were beheaded. And there was the custom at that time, as we see in other churches in Rome and elsewhere, for the faithful to come up and gather up the blood of the martyrs. And this was placed in the vial, which we have to this day. And so today we give thanks to God for this martyr, and for all the martyrs of the church who are witnesses to us of fidelity, no matter what, as the readings of today say, no matter what, they have remained impassible to suffering and to evil. They have not given in. They have not acceded to the threats of the enemy. And so today, in a very special way, we pray to St. Januarius, to St. Festus, his deacon, and to St. Desiderius, his treasurer, to pray for us. And of course, there were other martyrs whose names we don't know who were killed at the same time. And so we pray for the church in these terrible, really terrible times in which we live, with all kinds of false information and confusion and evil that is going back and forth. And we pray for the Holy Father, Pope Leo, that he may be able to clean up the mess that he inherited. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.